Thank you for joining us for the CMC Weekly Podcast. God has a fulfilling and rewarding life for you as you pursue His plan with all of your heart. Our prayer is that you'll find direction and wisdom as you connect with us through our weekly podcast. Join us now for a message from Pastor Tim Brooks.
I want to welcome all of those that are joining us on podcast, whatever part of the country you're in. We're glad to have you today. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12 and Job chapter 17. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 12. So take a new grip with your tired hands. Strengthen your weak knees. Well, that's a verse that I needed to hear. After putting up Christmas decorations for the last 2 days, my hands are tired, my knees are weak. Take a new grip with your tired hands. Strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall but become strong. Our theme for this year has come from Job chapter 17, verse 9. And I want you to look at this verse. I want you to mark that. We're going to talk about it today. Job chapter 17, verse 9. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. We've had a great year. Our Sunday mornings teaching us, equipping us to grow stronger, helping us to grow stronger and stronger in our walk with the Lord. Wednesday nights, we started out the year with a long series that we called a Stronger Life series. That's good as you get anywhere. I'm talking about that was a great series that we did. Then throughout the summer, we did a Proverbs series on gaining wisdom, helping us get stronger and stronger in our life as we studied Proverbs. Then this fall, we did a Hebrews study. And Paul and I alternated back and forth, going through Hebrews, how to grow stronger and stronger in our walk with the Lord. And my mom is going to finish up our year with teaching on the tabernacle to grow us stronger and stronger in our walk with the Lord. Wednesday nights have been great this year. Today, we have the last Sunday of November, and then we're going to move into December, into the birth of Jesus. That's going to be our emphasis. Boy, I can't wait for our message next week. The title of it is Here Comes Jesus. Oh boy, I'm ready. I'm ready to preach that one right now that I think about it. We're going to talk about it in December, Here Comes Jesus, and what all that means in our life. But today's message, the title of today's message is Stronger and Stronger. You know, this is not a topic or a theme that we can say, yes, 2017 was a great year for our church. We grew stronger, and then we close the book on that lesson and move on. I want to make sure that everybody in this church is here January 7th. If you're a member of our church, required attendance is January the 7th. That is what we call Vision Sunday. We share our new vision for this next year. January 7th is when we'll be laying out the direction that our church is going to take, the focus of our church in 2018. January 7th will be a big Sunday for us as we share our vision. And we're very, very excited about the direction for this next year. Very excited about the direction that our church is taking. But as we wind up our theme for this year, the thing that we've got to know about this theme is this one is never over. You don't grow stronger and stronger from 1 year and then quit growing stronger. In the arena of strength, there is no place for now I've got it. See, I'm in shape. I've walked, I've lifted weights, I've eaten right for one whole year. I made strength my focus for this past year. Now I got it. Couch, honey buns, and Mountain Dew, here I come. This is not a theme that we can close the book on and move on. This year's theme has got to be a lifestyle for us. Getting something done and finished and accomplished and then quitting is pretty much today what we like to do. Many folks notice, oh, I'm getting a little overweight. So they choose one of 75,000 diet plans that are out there with a new one coming out every 3 hours. Now, let me tell you something about these 75,000 diet plans with a new one coming out every 3 hours. They all work. They all have validity, and all 75,000 diet plans work. The problem is, we lose 5 pounds and we feel so good about ourselves. Couch, honey bun, and Mountain Dew, I've sure missed you. And we gain 10. See, our society has become very faddish. And we now have become very quick to change our fads. Now, I don't know if you've ever thought about this. I think about this. For 5,500 years, we wore a white sheet over us with a headscarf. That was the clothes that we wore for 5,500 years, never changed. The Indians, ever since we knew anything about them, wore a belt with a washcloth. I think about that. You talking about tough. You ride a horse bareback through cactus wearing a washcloth, you're bad dude to the bone bad. I'm just telling, anyway. That didn't change for us. That's what we wore. And then Big Smith came in with the overalls, and we wore those for 100 years. They came in 3 sizes, small, medium, large. If you were a little kid, you just rolled about 4 or 5 cufflinks up. Everybody wore Big Smith overalls. That's what we wore. I don't know if you've noticed this. Your clothes are outdated in 6 months. I mean, just so faddish. We're just changing, we're changing, we're changing. I go to buy me a coat at the store and they've got the bathing suits out. But come on, are you kidding me? We're just rushing into the next fad so fast. You know, let me just take a minute here, side note, for all of our young people, 25 to 45 years old in here, all of our millennial group, you're so proud of yourself. How contemporary you are. How your homes are just so modern. I got bad news for you. In about a year and a half, you're going to be looked at by your teenagers as so old and outdated. They're going to think you are a dinosaur. About a year and a half. I mean, you know, you got your black and your white, no color, no plants in your house, straight lines. Those pallet walls, I mean, buying shipping pallets, tearing apart them old boards and putting them on your nice walls, seriously? Well, you think you're so modern, all that uncomfortable furniture. You got a year and a half. Year and a half. And you know what you're going to hear? Really, Dad? I mean, really? That's what you're going to hear from your teenager. See, we're faddish. And we're quick fads. My counsel to all of you millennials, don't buy many clothes. Don't buy a lot of jewelry. Don't modernize many of the rooms in your house, because by the time you finally get the last room updated, all of you in here right now, all you parents that have an 8, 9, and a 10-year-old, all of you listen very carefully. Year and a half, you're going to be a dinosaur. I just want you to know that. When they get 13, they don't know anybody as old as you, as outdated as you, as weird as you are. I'm just telling you. When you're 2 years away from your parent, from your kids thinking you are one old person. We're faddish. See, we're quick to change into the next fad. The problem is, in this time in history, we got something new coming before we've learned to work what we got. I mean, we hadn't mastered answering this telephone, and now we're getting the next one. We've got a cabin up in the woods, and it's got a landline in it. Mike and Carson were up there the other night, and I called on the phone, and it rang. Mike was in the shower, and he jumps out running through the house, no clothes on. Just, Carson, did you not hear it? He said, yeah, I heard it ringing. I didn't know what that was. It's a telephone. They pick it up, and they go, how do you push send? Do you just say hello? Old, I'm telling you. I hadn't even gotten text down. Oh, that's old. Everybody's tweeting now. I don't even know what a tweeter is. Here's my point. Not any of that is going to work with our 2017 theme. Not any of that thinking is going to work, because the moment you move on and quit becoming stronger and stronger, you will quickly get weaker and weaker. The moment you move into the next thing and let that go, quickly you will become weaker and weaker. Here's what I've noticed about strength. When it wasn't quite as cold, I walk in the mornings. I walk every morning. And every morning I come in and I fall apart and I lay there and I tell Terry, it's not working, it's not working. It's not working. You know, it's a long, hard process. I keep thinking after I walk 2 or 3 days, then I can walk and not be tired. I'm about to throw up every time I finish. Every time. You know, you lift weights and you lift weights and you lift weights and it's not working. I don't know if you've noticed this, but it's a long, hard process to get in shape, but you can become weaker overnight. Just overnight. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. This is the point of the message today. I want everybody to get the point of the sermon. When people ask you, well, what did the pastor preach on? I want you to have this point of the sermon. You ready? Flab grows quicker than muscle. 3 Timothy. I just want to make sure you have that spiritual truth. Flab grows quicker than muscle. You know it is that way with our life. You work for years building a strong marriage. Honey, what can I help you with today? What are you doing that I could help you with? How could I make your day easier? You work for years building a strong marriage, and you can destroy it in one night. One night. You know, you work for years building a great relationship with your teenager, and you can destroy it in one conversation. You can work for years getting financially stable and getting you a savings account, and in one whim, you can have an empty savings account and you can be in debt for the next 30 years. One whim and you can wipe out everything that you've worked for years and years and years. A prayer life takes years of work to develop yourself into a good prayer life, to develop yourself into a right relationship with the Lord where you and Him can have communion and fellowship. Years and years of gaining wisdom. Years and years of gaining wisdom. And stupid comes overnight. It's just instant. I want to make sure you're looking at Job chapter 17, verse 9. Our scripture for this year: the righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. All this year, we've focused on this scripture. The righteous, as we have come to know, is not somebody who is perfect, somebody who never makes a mistake. The righteous is someone who has accepted Jesus into their heart, and by His blood, you have been given right standing with God. By what He did, you have been made right with God, and therefore you are righteous. When someone says, are you righteous? Your answer is absolutely, I am. That's not saying I'm perfect by any means. That's saying that I've accepted the forgiveness of Jesus, and He has made me righteous. Those that are righteous, when we read clean hands, that's used throughout Scripture as somebody who has been washed by the blood of Jesus, and He has made your hands clean. Jesus has made us right standing with God. We are righteous. We have clean hands. That's us. And we are to become stronger and stronger, and that's been our focus in 2017. As we wrap this year up, I want to look at another word in this verse that we have not looked at, not one time all year long. Another word in this verse that we've not addressed, not at any point this year. Verse 9, the righteous, that's us. I want to look at this next word, keep. Keep. We haven't talked about that word yet this year. The word keep. It doesn't say for 1 year you grow stronger and stronger and then you move on to something else. You get the next fad, the next gimmick, the next whim, the next idea. No, no, no. It says the righteous keep. Keep is a never-ending word. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is the passage in Scripture that motivated our theme for this year. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 is what motivated our theme for this year. Verse 1, it says, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. All right, this is addressed to the church at Corinth. This is to church people. This is you and I right here. It says, when I was with you, I couldn't talk to you as I would to spiritual people. Read on. I had to talk to you as though you folks in church belong to the world, or as though you were infants in Christ. Verse 2. I had to feed you with milk, not with solid food, because you weren't strong enough. This passage motivated our theme for this year. There are things that God has for us that He can't deliver to us because we're not strong enough. I'm just going to tell you, I don't want to live my whole life missing out on filet, on prime rib, and only get milk because I'm a weak baby. I don't want to miss out on what God has for me. You know, I believe that there are things that God has for us, things that God wants to entrust you with, things that God wants to put under your care. I believe there are spiritual wisdom, there is insight, there are material things, there are things that God wants to invest in you, and I would hate to think that there were things out there that God wanted to give to me, but he couldn't because I was too, look at the word he uses, infantile. I was too much of an infant. God had all, Tim, I wanted to give you all of this, but I just couldn't. You were too immature to handle this. When I came across that in chapter 3, I thought the stronger we get, the richer our diet can become. I don't want to live my life on milk, and that's it, that's all. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 calls weak, not strong Christians an infant. Watch an infant. And is that the kind of spiritual life that you want? Is that what you want? You know, an infant has to be tended to, has to be cared for, has to be spoon and bottle fed. An infant has to be protected. An infant has to be rocked. Every time any little thing goes wrong with an infant, they cry and fall apart emotionally. The slightest little thing goes wrong and they cry and fall apart emotionally. I want to be able to stand up on my feet and stand on the word. I want to be able to have the word running through my body. I want to be able to stand on faith and make it through the difficult times in life. I don't want to fall apart and have to have somebody come and rock me every time I get a hangnail. I don't want somebody to have to come and counsel me, pray for me, rock me, hold me, talk to me, keep me out of this, keep me out of that. Come on, you're an infant. You're an infant. An infant can't read the word for themselves. An infant can't pray for themselves in the middle of a difficult situation. Job chapter 17, verse 9. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands grow stronger and stronger. We focused on becoming stronger in 2017. But as we wind this year and this theme to an end, today, our verse, I'm drawing attention to the word that we haven't mentioned this year, and that's a word, keep. As our theme for 2017 comes to an end, I want you to notice that keep is a never-ending word. Well, how do we keep? We're moving into 2018. How do we keep growing stronger and stronger in our life? There are two things that are necessary for strength building. There are two things that are absolutely necessary for strength building. Number one is diet. And number two is exercise. A key for us is our diet. What we tell our students here pretty much on a daily basis in our intern program and in our school, garbage in, garbage out. If you put the wrong thing in, don't expect the right thing to come out. There's no way that I can put an importance today on what you feed yourself. You're not going to put the wrong input in and get the right thing out. Movies, TV, whatever you're entertaining yourself with, watch what's happening. Watch what's happening, because what you're feeding yourself is what's going to come out. The violence on video games. Oh, now Tim, you're old, you're outdated. That's what kids play today. Here's what you can know. If you grow up with a steady diet, and you know, I don't play video games. I don't know how, but just the movies about buying a video game gives me nightmares. That scares pants off of me. I mean, just thinking about the commercial. Now here, listen to me. Don't be surprised if you consume all that violence, that you turn violent is your reaction. Well, Tim, they don't turn violent. Then here's your second option. You have to become desensitized. Yeah. You either have to become violent or you have to become desensitized. That's your only options. Now, when you become desensitized, then just watch your drive, Watch your motivation. Watch your vision for life. Watch your grades. When you finally become so desensitized that you can live in that fabricated world, then watch the real world begin to go down for you. You can't live in a fabricated world and be successful in the real world. Watch what happens. One of the biggest things that we face as far as our diet is concerned is the input of your friends. There is no way that I could spend enough time talking to you about the impact that who you hang with has on your life. All of you teenagers, I want you to listen real close. Oh, Tim, they're just friends. No, no, listen. Every word out of their mouth. Every word out of their mouth. Now, when they tell you what, you're getting a worldview. See, on the phone, as you're talking, did you hear what so-and-so did? Did you hear? Oh, I can't believe that's so stupid. Okay, that's a worldview. See, you got stupid out of whatever they just did. See, they're imparting a worldview. I can't believe she did that. Okay, now you can't believe it either. See, they have shaped your worldview on whatever event took place. I can tell you right now what he ought to do. They're going to give you then, the next sentence will be a worldview on how to see or how to handle life. Every sentence out of a friend's mouth is shaping the way that you see that particular scenario or that situation. Oh, Tim, we're just friends. Here's what I'm telling you. The most important thing you can do is choose the right friends. You'll never be successful with unsuccessful friends. You'll never outgrow who you're running with. Here's what I want you teenagers to know. Make 100% for sure that your friends are going the same place you're going. That they have the same goals that you have. Because you'll never run with friends who have a different set of goals that don't finally suck you in to that lifestyle. You have to have friends that are producing what you want produced in their own life, or you will be right there with them. I'm just thinking this morning of key friendships that I've had in my life that turned my life around 30 years ago, 40 years ago. I wanted to grow in the Word. I wanted to grow in my understanding of the plan of salvation. I wanted to understand how all of that worked in God's mind and how the explanation of the scripture. I wanted all that to come together. I got a best friend that was 15 years older than me that spoke the word to me all the time. We talked countless jillion hours as we did things together about the word, about the plan of salvation. We're both clearly saved, but we're talking about how and what and how that works and how I had a friend that spoke round the clock, nonstop to me about the Word. There was a time in my life when I was working night and day, night and day. Terry and I had two jobs. We got off at 4:30 and went to work at our next job at 5 and worked till 11. We come home at midnight to have supper, working night and day, just trying to pay the bills, just trying. Living paycheck to paycheck, but our paycheck wasn't even enough. We were just scraping. So I'm looking around and said, well, this don't have to be like this. Clearly, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it, and other people do. So I got me some best friends that made more money than in 10 lifetimes you could spend. I said, I'm going to have those as my best friends, and they're going to figure out this. I'm going to learn what are they doing. I'm going to figure this out. And I had a goal. Years and years ago, maybe 40 years ago, I thought, I want to be, if not, I want to be one of the biggest givers in church. And I just, that was a goal. I wanted to be to the place where I would be the biggest giver in church. I got around me some friends that's what they did. I got around some friends and they began to teach me about how to do, how to make it, how to generate it, how to manage it. They began to teach me what made money. I started learning. And you know, now, at this point in life, when we have a special project, when we get ready to add on to this church, Terry and I can be among the biggest givers to this. When we want to put a gym floor in, Terry and I, the biggest givers, wrote the biggest check to the gym floor. Whenever we want to add on, we want to do, we want to put a parking lot, we can add money. You know, that was important to me, so I can't hang around friends that don't want to give any money to the church. Does that make sense to you? See, I can't hang around friends that don't have two dimes. I want to achieve this or have this. I want to understand the Word of God. Well, I can't hang around a bunch of input that don't have a clue what the Bible says and are against every word of it. I can't have that constant input and have a real understanding of God's Word in my life. Who are your friends? I can spend from now on. There's no way to tell you the importance of who you hang with. Because you are getting a worldview. You're getting a mindset from the people you're feeding yourself with. Diet is vital to growing stronger and stronger. Number two, exercise. You have to exercise your faith. You have to exercise your prayer life. You've got to practice that. You have to exercise your prayer life. You have to work at reading the Word and reading the Word and reading the Word. See, as you grow stronger and stronger, the vital part of that is exercise. Let me just ask you a quick question. Do you exercise your worry more than you exercise your faith? I mean, you're going to have thoughts of worry. You're going to have thoughts of fear. Oh my gosh, what's going to happen? You're going to have thoughts of fear. Now, do you exercise that thought? Or when that thought of fear comes, do you say, wait a minute, the Bible says I'll not walk in fear. Well, hold on. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. I'm ahead. I'm not the tail. I'm more. God's not ever going to see me out begging for bread. God's blessing. Do you practice the Word or do you practice stress? You get up in the morning, and before the first cup of coffee is halfway down, you got something you jerked up about and you work on that all day long. Do you work yourself into a stressful situation and you work on that all day long? Are you practicing and exercising stress? Are you exercising the Word of God? Are you exercising your anger? You work on anger. You live mad. You stay mad. You're mad all the time. If you're not mad, you're getting mad. Or do you practice anger? Or do you practice joy? And wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to have a great day. I'm going to practice joy today. I'm going to have a fun day. Wait a minute. Ho, ho. I'm not thinking that because if I keep thinking that, then I'm going to get mad. What I'm going to think about is what a great day I'm having. What a blessed life I've got. What a great thing I'm not going to. See, what are you exercising? Are you exercising stress more than you're exercising joy? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. My concern for all of us is that babies can only drink milk. That's all they can drink. And I want you to look around in life at all there is to enjoy. All there is to enjoy, and you only get milk. That's it. That's all. To enjoy rich foods, you'll have to be strong enough to take it. And I just never want God to ever say to me, I wanted to give you so much more, but you were such an infant in Christ that I had to only feed you milk. Verse 2, because you weren't ready for anything stronger. 2017, we made it our focus to grow stronger and stronger. That was an emphasis and that was the focus of this church. In this fad-driven culture that has to have a new this, a new that, a new this, a new that. Every time something comes out, we're pressing for one more new thing. In this fad-driven culture, clothes change, decor changes every year. I want us to be careful that that thinking does not affect our growing stronger and stronger in the Lord. I want our walk with God to continue to grow stronger and stronger. I want our prayer life to continue to grow stronger and stronger. I want our homes and our relationships to grow stronger and stronger. I want the blessings of God to be seen in our homes and in our families as we continue to grow stronger and stronger. Our 2017 year theme is just simply not one that we can move on from, because Job 17:9 says, keep. Yeah. Keep. The righteous, keep moving forward. And those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. Continue. Keep growing stronger and stronger each and every day of your life. Make growing stronger a continual priority for you. Y'all stand. Lord, today we thank you for the word that has been imparted into our life. And Lord, that it not just head knowledge, that it doesn't just go into our ear, but Lord, that it goes deep in our hearts and affects every area of our life as our life is lived pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to the Christian Ministries Church Weekly Podcast. Join us each week for more messages from CMC.